Robert reached for the flagon and refilled his cup. "You see what she does to me, Ned?" The king seated himself, cradling his wine cup. "My loving wife, the mother of my children." The rage was gone from him now. In his eyes, Ned saw something sad and scared. "I should not have hit her. That was not kingly." He stared down at his hands, as if he did not quite know what they were. "I was always strong. No one could stand before me, no one. How do you fight someone if you can't hit them?" Confused, the king shook his head. Rhaegar won, damn him. I killed him, Ned. I drove the spike right through that black armor into his black heart, and he died at my feet. They made up songs about it, yet somehow he still won. He has Lyanna now, and I have her." The king drained his cup. "Your Grace," Ned Stark said, "we must talk." Robert pressed his fingertips against his temples. "I'm sickened to death of talk, and the morrow I'm going to the King's Wood to hunt. Whatever you have to say can wait until I return."
"If the guards are good, I shall not be here on your return. You commanded me to return to Winterfell, remember?"
Robert stood up, grasping one of the bedposts to steady himself. "The guards are seldom good, Ned. Here, this is yours." He pulled the heavy silver handclasp from a pocket in the lining of his cloak and tossed it on the bed. "Like it or not, you are my hand, damn you. I forbid you to leave."